joining me this morning is Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler. He's the University of Akron's director of the Michael J. Morrell Center for Intelligence and Security Studies. He's a professor of political science. And I reached out to Carl because I was reading in some areas over the weekend, with a long Labor Day weekend, that there are some globally that have been hinting about a downward turn in Vladimir Putin's health, and of course, very guarded in Russia about what they let out. But some are saying that maybe that is affecting his ability to lead this war from Russia physically and mentally. So reaching out to Carl, and Carl, have you seen any of those readings that I was looking into? And do you know anything on this subject?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Ray. So there's been rumors for quite a while that Putin has been in bad health. There's been rumors that he has cancer. And these rumors, they pop up, they go away, they pop up, they go away. I don't really think that he's that ill. I mean, if you look at him over time, he really doesn't seem like he's sick. I know that people in the U.S. intelligence community have said that there's no evidence that he's ill. And so I don't really put a lot of stock in those rumors. And I don't think this is a major issue that's driving what he's doing in Ukraine.
And let's go there. As a matter of fact, update on that war in the Ukraine. Just yesterday, there was a missile strike by Russia into a military educational facility that killed about 51, injured another 200, one of the deadliest attacks so far in this war that is, what, 2.5 years into this war. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin leading this war from Russia's standpoint. And, Carl, when you look at what Russia has done and under his leadership, do you scratch your head sometimes with his leadership of Russia? How do you see the leadership at the top in regards to Russia invading the Ukraine?
So I think you've got kind of a perfect storm in Russia of a leader who's obsessed with what he perceives as Russia's humiliation, that Russia has been reduced to this second-tier power, and he needs to restore its greatness. And he needs to, as much as he possibly can, restore the Russian Empire. Not the Soviet Union so much. He certainly doesn't want to bring communism back. But he wants to control what he thinks of as the core areas of the former Russian Empire. And Ukraine is included in that. So you've got this obsession with bringing back Russia's past glory. The other thing that you've got that adds to this, which is made the Russian situation in Ukraine so miserable, has been people who are essentially trying to curry Putin's favor, so they tell him what he wants to hear. And so those people may not be particularly competent, but they're people that Putin trusts, or people that have made themselves somebody he wants around him because they tell him what he wants to hear. So, for example, his intelligence services gave him very bad intelligence on how the war would go when Russia invaded. You know, they were thinking this was going to be a three-day war. They'd march into Kiev and it'd all be over. And obviously that's not been the case. He's getting bad intelligence. He has fairly incompetent military leadership. And he's obsessed with continuing with this war. So all this together leads to Russia not being able to win, which is a good thing, but it also drags this war out. And he's not going to give up with this. Trying to think that we can somehow make it so costly to him that Russia will stop, I think, is a bit of a pipe dream.
You know, Carl, when you look at the atrocities that we've seen in that war in the Middle East, the limelight, or the spotlight, I should say, has taken off of this war in the Ukraine, but certainly major losses of life. This thing's 2.5 years old. If you speak out against it in Russia, you sometimes disappear. But with that being said, through your intelligence connections, Carl, what have you heard from Russia and how that population is looking at this war in the Ukraine?
So that's a really important question, because you know, everyone's wondering if the Russian population is going to turn against the war, and even more importantly, turn against Putin. Has he ruined so many families by sending their sons or their fathers, whatever, to the war, and led to so many deaths among the Russian population that they simply say we've had enough of this. So all the indications that we have are that the average Russian doesn't really care about the war. They're not so super in favor of it, but they're also not really that opposed to it. They just don't want to talk about it, learn about it, think about it. So you've got this average Russian who's really indifferent to the war. And so the really burning question is there a point where the average Russian says, okay, this is on my mind. This is something I really care about. This is something that needs to end. We're not there yet. That's what everyone's looking for who's following this in the U.S. government. When does this become a top burning issue, kind of like Vietnam did in the United States, where people turned the TV on at night and saw images of the war and said, okay, this is enough, or had people in their family who were wounded or killed said this is enough. We're not there yet with the Russians.
Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler is with us from the University of Akron. He's a professor of political science, also the director of the Michael J. Morrell Center for Intelligence and Security Studies. Have the sanctions affected that Russian economy enough to where many people are questioning it, or have they been able to make do with other rogue nations keeping them populated with funds?
So the Russian economy's actually weathered the sanctions pretty well, and a big part of that is that Russia's selling a lot of oil, and that those oil revenues are keeping the Russian economy propped up. The Russian economy is on probably a long-term path for some trouble, but we're not seeing significant hardships among the average Russian person because of the sanctions. Long-term, that'll probably be a different story, but the long-term, we're talking about years and years. And the key question is, okay, if it takes years and years for those sanctions to really bite, what's the situation in Ukraine going to look like? Because Ukraine is a much smaller economy, has much less to use in this war against Russia. If the war goes on for years and years, it's in Russia's favor, and it's not in Ukraine's favor. So Ukraine wants this war to end sooner rather than later. Russia doesn't mind a long war of attrition because they know that's actually something that they'll likely prevail in.
Carl, I want to circle back to Putin's health. And you mentioned you don't believe much of the rumors about maybe him in ill health. And you, through your studies, your findings, and your deliveries, you've seen crazed madmen in the times of war act really strange, from the Adolf Hitlers to Mussolini's, and we can go on through time. When you've seen the strategy of Russia being led by Vladimir Putin, has there been any indication at all that he's of ill mind, or has he strategically been sound as far as warfare is concerned?
So I don't think that he is mentally imbalanced. I don't know anyone who follows him closely, either as an academic or in the national security establishment in the United States, who thinks he's mentally ill or imbalanced. You know, this war may not have been the best idea if he had had good intelligence, given what he was given by his intelligence services. It made sense. This is something that, if you think about the long-term strategy of Russia to get back on the world stage as a major player, to be respected and feared, that's one of the things. He's actually probably more fixated on making the West fear Russia than the West respecting Russia, and he certainly achieved that. So if you think about some of his strategic goals, this war makes perfect sense, and keeping it going also makes sense. And the relationship he has with China makes sense. The relationship he's developed with North Korea and with Iran also makes sense. So you have to understand what Putin and the Russian leadership want. If you think about what they want, their behavior has been completely rational.
That's why he's the best, and he accepted the invitation. Dr. Carl Kaufenthaler, University of Akron, joining us live this morning here on the Ray Horner Morning Show, 93.5, 1590 WAKR. Carl's always my friend. Thank you for the insight. Always appreciate you making time and accepting the invites.
Sure. Happy to be here.